You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Hashtag free.
Not that soon. Nope. Let's just go back to happy little nobody knows.
We're back.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
It's been a week of interesting things.
A lot of
you never know.
Especially on YouTube.
Right? Being is for doing, and you guys, we're back for another episode of the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Hello, hello, Jason J. Carden in the hot seat. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Julie Parton, and I'm so glad to be back after
Welcome back, Jules.
Hiatus.
Yes,
I missed you guys and you guys.
You guys, that's right. And I'm your girl, Star Session. Follow at Star Session with two R's.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
And that's Kelly.
And that's Kelly-o.
Yeah.
Yeah, so season 10 is in full swing, the third episode. And before we start, we felt that it was the right thing to address some comments that were left on the YouTube channel about last week's webisode. And first of all, I want to start by saying that we meant no harm by talking about Stephanie Edwards' hair. It was basically just... Jerrica Hinton came into the studio last season and talked about how Shonda wanted to give her more romantic hair because she felt that Stephanie wanted, after they had shown such a beautiful picture of her during the wedding show, mm-hmm. that would be a great look for Stephanie. And we agreed 100%. The fans online thought so too. So this season, when we saw Stephanie Edwards coming back and now looking her best, we thought, whoa, we thought she was going to evolve because everyone evolves. Meredith went from blonde to dirty blonde to almost like brunette one season.
To floppy hair.
Right. I mean, so it happens. You know, okay, Christina Yang could definitely use a press and curl, but we're not going to talk about that either. However, we did not mean to offend anyone. You know, we weren't trying to make racial jokes. We just thought that Stephanie Edwards' hair was a mess. So, and I am a black male. That I have days where my hair is a mess.
Yes.
Right now.
I think we all have
days where everyone's a mess.
Right.
And everybody's busy. And I think that's the biggest thing.
Exactly.
A lot of complaints. Yes, she's a doctor. She's an intern. And she's busy. And I get it. And the whole focus was because she came in herself and said, it's going to be different. And we didn't see anything different. Granted,
exactly.
It's only four episodes in.
Right. She
but
might
still.
I mean, she might have extensions down her butt next week. We don't know.
But I must say that, yes, black women who have weaves or not weaves, it doesn't matter what your hair looks like. Beauty is beauty.
Right.
And the comments, I think they were all relevant. The movie Good Hair came out in there. And that's a movie that everyone should see. But when it comes down to it, Stephanie did say she was going to have romantic hair. And then in the end, it didn't happen. And this is our platform to talk about the characters. And we're not here to roast. That's what we do on our other show at Say What Web Show.
There you go.
On this show, we're here to talk about, you know, we're not roasting them. We're talking about the characters and the storyline. And so that's what we're here to do. And, of course, we stamp it with our opinion. And that was just our opinion last week. So hashtag free still leaves
us. Well, here's the thing. When I'm not around, these three crazies get mean.
Yeah.
That is not true.
There's no reason.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
let's move on.
Okay, tonight's episode was great.
Yes.
Again, I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around how things are a little disheveled as far as just the story and where things are going. Normally with Grey's, things gel so well and it's so cohesive. But this season, I'm not feeling that. Maybe I'm too much of a Grey's snob or I'm living in the past to expect more. But it's not organic enough for me for some reason. You know, it's not.
Well, I kind of like it because it's messy. It's messier and it's not what you expect. And things are happening in a different order. It's not happening the way we usually, like in the way that it usually goes. Like you have a patient that comes in, there's like a dramatic thing and then there's something steady and then all of a sudden it's a big dramatic thing at the end. It's a little bit different. It's kind of sprinkled all throughout and I kind of like it.
Well,
it's a shakeup.
It's a shakeup. Well, what was really cool to see was now Callie, again, Callie's still living with the the McDreamies.
That was hilarious. She moved right into Big Love.
Yeah. She's like, I'm a sister wife.
I love that reference. It was just like brought a little laugh and fun to Callie, because Callie always makes me laugh every time she's on screen,
Callie's,
in my opinion.
Callie's hilarious.
Yeah, she's funny. She's
one
a funny
of the funniest
girl.
Characters.
I think
she
it's
always
great.
Has been since she was introduced.
For sure. She's always had that dry wit, but it's also, she's just her character is one of the most multifaceted out of all the characters on the show.
Well, she has such a powerful presence, too.
And I've always loved the fact that she's literally the bone cracker.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's her specialty in the medicine world perfectly aligns with her personality.
When I look at the beginning of the episode, they're in their little family routine. She's staying at the McDreamies. They're getting breakfast. They're getting the kids ready and everything to the point where Meredith kisses her goodbye.
Yeah. Maybe we're getting too good at this.
But it's great. You know, it's that warmth you like seeing. That it's fun because that could actually really happen. You know, people do get close and do have those kind of relationships. Not in my world, but it does exist.
Moving in. Let's start now.
And then we go to the hospital where we see the chief.
Weber.
Is it me, or is he just looking worse and worse?
Well, that's
they're
the
trying.
Makeup.
They're giving him, like,
but
black
that's the
eye.
Point. And that's what we learn in this episode, is he's scary. The doctors are all scared to touch him. Nobody's really giving him the care and the treatment that he needs to get better. They're all walking on eggshells around him to make him comfortable instead, and he's suffering.
And there comes Catherine Aving swooping in with her ladywood.
You know, yes.
Just like
she never learned how to coddle anybody.
Coddled.
Somebody needed to come in. They're acting like it's their grandpa.
Yeah,
need to be doctors.
Yeah, they need to be doctors and not coddle.
She's like, oh, your white blood cell's low, grandpa. Maybe I should get you some chicken noodle soup.
Yes, maybe you need like some Jello.
Yeah, but Catherine is feisty. She's a little feistier than Bailey, and I feel like Bailey was trying to get in on that relationship a little bit too. Yeah. It's like, get out of the room, Bailey. Like, she's now, you did the hard part, and now she's here to take over.
That's,
you know,
that's her man.
That's her man.
I can do my man the way a man needs to be done.
I was wondering when she was going to come back.
Yeah, I love when she's on the show. It's just like,
but where does she go? Okay, I mean, she must be a horrible girlfriend because she doesn't live in Seattle, so she's just like,
she has her own urology job upstate or something like that.
Right. I mean, God, a woman urologist. I've never met one.
I've
never met a urologist.
Ever.
Not one.
Oh, I've never met a gynecologist that I have a need for one. But however, I have met a urologist before.
Oh, wow.
We need maintenance. The plumbing gets a little trouble with the plumbing.
Wow.
So, first things first.
Well, that goes to the patient that wanted to kind of induce his own trouble and his, you know, ridiculous.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing where men... things and things.
When we first met him, I knew he stuck his penis into a hornet's nest.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I was like, and then he was like, oh, I did made a sandwich.
The sweaty,
sandwich.
Like the shameful eyes.
Yes. I believed it.
You believed it?
Jason's like, man, that poor, inconvenient honey sandwich.
His penis got stung.
Right. You can't have a honey sandwich without peanut butter. Exactly. I was like, you're right.
You're
totally right. But here's the thing on Grey's, the only I wouldn't say inappropriate body part that they ever, like, it's always a penis. No woman ever comes in and be like, my breast got stung by a bee. It's always like, oh my, something's wrong with his penis.
Because women aren't just sticking their breasts.
Yeah,
things.
Men are dumb. Women aren't. we don't want to start controversy.
I know.
Women are dumb too. It just seems that men are more obsessed with that area.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing is that we come to find out with the patient that he likes a little pain with his pleasure.
I like
that. Was it 50 Shades of Grey?
Right. His wife came in all old and loving it. She didn't even
and
care.
And she's like, I knew I should have removed that hornet's nest. Saw it coming.
My bad. It's all me.
She's
I
cannot wait to get him home and test out that.
So what is she? I mean, she looks like she was like, oh, dainty. Like, do they do it like really rough or add the pain? Like, I want that storyline to continue on the next week. No.
Ants. I wonder if she just like puts bugs on him so they bite him. Like, what?
That's weird. Why don't you just do like nipple clamps and call it a day?
That's what was funny to me anyway, was that she didn't say anything like that. She talks about bugs.
Yeah.
Bite.
Yeah, there's an entire industry for this sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Those people need a Google search bar.
Yeah. She's on one tonight. I love it. Julie's
like,
back.
They need an Android phone with a Google search bar. Yeah, so but also talking about patient stories, we had Toolbox Girl.
Toolbox.
I mean, honestly, I'm sorry, after buzzers and ladies, I'm so slow when it comes to Grey. I'm like, wait a minute. So what happened? But apparently she was born to donate organs. However,
no, she was born because her sister had sickle cell anemia.
Right. Okay, but ultimately she's the organ donor for her sister. Okay. Mm-hmm. But and her sister, okay.
So there's a movie that's exactly like this.
Right, with Cameron Diaz, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's a sad thing, but it's something that really does happen in life. And, you know, Grey's is really big on going on stories that are really actually happening.
Yeah.
And then building off of that and doing their research. So I thought this was a story that needed to be put to light, but it's just weird that you would have to be the one to give your organs and
I like
spend
thinking
your
about
whole
it
life
when
that
they're
way.
Adults.
Because
you think about it when they're kids, but you don't think about it when they're grown-ups. She's still living in the shadow of being her sister's organ donor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but even being a child and being an organ donor and having to go through that mentally, it's like,
living in the shadow of someone else's dream.
Yes, yeah. Ashley Simpson. Oh my God. Living in the shadow.
Ashley is Jessica's organ donor.
Oh. Yes, Solange Knowles. But first of all, what was I doing? I missed she had sickle cell anemia. I'm sorry, AfterBuzz, don't hate me. But, so...
We had the captions on the bottom and, like,
probably
red on the bottom.
Probably Mr. Two
like,
Phones over here.
Star just
Jason's
read
like
me.
This. Like,
what is this? She got it when she was two. Okay. Yes. And then she got... Then now she was in remission. And she,
to the point.
So mm-hmm. now she was, you know, doing all these daredevil things because she thought she was going to die.
Right. Well, there's another patient story that wasn't that heavy. It was the interracial couple. And can we talk about that for just 2 seconds?
That led to the heavy.
Yes. Hashtag wonderful amazingness for you, Grey's Anatomy, because Shonda always finds a way to interject an interracial relationship. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm so adamant about that is because I am in an interracial relationship, and I think it's great because people have disapproved of it. So when I see it on TV, it just does my heart well. So kudos to you. Stephen, give them some applause for that one. Hurry, 5, 6, 7, 8, hit it.
I mean, am a biracial kid, so I appreciate it.
There you go. Right.
Yeah. Ditto. So am I. Woo!
I'm all white on every side.
But we can't cheerlead that too much because on our comments last week, we were not repping the all-black couple.
Well, here's the thing. Jason's every week, interracial. Last week, he's like, oh my gosh, Cali and Arizona can't be together. She has blonde hair and she has brown hair.
Yeah, that was a moment.
But okay, here's the thing with that. I like brunettes, okay? I personally find Arizona to be a little boring as far as her look. But
I think Arizona's got this cute little
blonde hair. She's bobbing it.
I mean, I just like what I like. And that does not make me a misogynist or a chauvinistic pig or any of that. I just like what I like.
Well, there's some couples that are like, ooh, they don't really work together. Right. How does that work?
Exactly.
You know, maybe that's that kind of couple. It has nothing to do with their aesthetics or anything like that, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's just like with, you know, with Avery and...
And
what's her face? The intern, the Freeve, #Freeve. It's not her hair. It's just I don't feel the chemistry. And I love her. She was on the show, and I absolutely love her. Follow on her on Twitter. Yada, yada, yada.
Jerica's dope.
Yeah.
But the chemistry.
Speaking of that, my least favorite moment of the show, and I actually love tonight's show. They're making out in the on-call room. Mama Avery walks in. People are walking in all the time on the show at way too convenient of times.
I mean, yeah.
They're just
the
always
door.
In the right in place at the right time.
In an on-call room. I could see that happening for real.
That's a good
The
fetish.
Mom gets there right at the perfect time. Last week, Avery got there right at the perfect
time. Yeah, it's like, it's planned, but it's TV, and so we love it.
What I would love is for someone to walk in and join in. That would be amazing.
Hello?
No, then it's just porn.
Next week on the Grey's Anatomy, Grey's Anatomy threesome.
Been there, done that on the Super Bowl episode a couple of years
ago. But no, like, real, but that was a dream. I'm talking about real life. No one's like, George, you're so sexy. You have really good hair. No, that, like, actual, like, you know, that's, I mean, whatever.
Spicy is what we're looking for.
But Avery's mom, Avery and Edwards, I guess, after tonight, they have a little bit more depth because she... You know, revealed to her mom certain things and just was, and what didn't shy down from her. She was like, listen, I picked out a shirt because I was nervous to meet you. I care about him. That, don't count me out. I actually did what.
She stole the same speech that the Bee lady did.
It's okay.
There's one bad thing about him, but there's 500 great things. I actually liked that. I was like, smart.
I stole Beyonce's speech.
Use it and steal it and shoot it, do it on the mom.
Pretend it's yours.
I mean, I didn't like that particularly because.
you don't have 500 good things about you?
Well, I think everybody does, but I don't know. And it's just, I mean, like, she doesn't know that she stole Beth's speech, only right. me do. But it's still, it kind of plays along that whole thing about, you know, Catherine thinking she's dumb. She can't even come up with her own good things to say about herself. She has to take somebody else's speech.
But look,
and I get it, she's nervous and whatever, but I would have liked, because I want to like her character so much more and I want to like them together, I want to know more about her other than just stealing people's stories.
We don't know a lot about her.
But it was
cute. I was like, no, I like that moment.
It was very cute, but that was the only disappointing thing for me, because again, even when we lost the other intern at the beginning, they couldn't even come up with anything on their own. They stole other people's stories, which I get it. They don't all really know each other and it was very different. Mm-hmm. But in this instance, she needed to defend herself, talk about herself. And we didn't get
water.
We didn't get something from her. We got a stolen line.
I did love that Mama Avery did not let up on her.
Yes.
No, yeah, of course.
That was the
not
comedy.
Not for 1 second. She is zing, 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 zing.
Yeah, that was the comedy in it. I really...
with Avery, you know, right in front of...
This was a funny episode.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
And there's nothing wrong with stealing lines. I stole Beyonce's song last week.
And then who did you use it on?
I was like, this person at Old Navy. I was like, you must not know about me. You must not know about me.
Why are you getting in confrontation at Old Navy?
Hello. You give me a discount on the jeans that were on sale. I said, I can buy another pair in a minute. Matter of fact, they'll be here in a minute. Don't you ever think you're irreplaceable.
Uh-uh.
And they're like,
no, you didn't do the whole
security.
Thing.
To the left.
No, but I was...
The jeans to the left.
No, and all I'm saying is I want to know more about her character.
Exactly.
You know, she was put on the spot. She's nervous. I get all of that, but I want to dig deeper in her, and I want to know, why should we like her? Why should anybody give her a second chance? Why should we believe? Because all the little things that we see, and I think that's why their relationship kind of irritates me a little bit, is because she just seems like a little bratty kid.
Yeah, right.
We don't really see much about her.
But guys, it's only the third episode.
Yeah,
We lost Mousy.
This is four or five. This is definitely
fun. It's only the fifth episode.
Oh, stop. Stop.
But no, the thing is, I do think that Shonda will reveal more about Stephanie Edwards in the future.
Yeah.
And in her defense, her hair looked bomb.
Romantic hair back.
Okay, maybe we can redeem ourselves.
Yes.
It's hashtag perm.
No, you guys, that's going to make people mad, too. They're mad that you don't like the natural hair.
Oh. Well, neither did Shonda this week because they gave her
a new do.
I'll tell you what.
And I think that Freeve was definitely a weave Freeve, because her hair is beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, and even if it's natural, okay, I'm over the top.
I'm just jealous of anybody that can have huge hair like that.
Right? I've been trying
my whole life. It's not an option.
Let's stay on the topic of interns. Before we do that, let's give a shout out to some of our Twitter followers that are so freaking wonderful.
Just making our day every day.
Making our life.
Kintsu 13 is on
Alicia
it tonight.
Alicia Harding, Sanja Bumbar, and we have a new one. Maddie, Mr. Cupcakes, I think it is, listening in a different state. It's going to be a little late, so she's going to listen tomorrow, but she's all, I love you guys. I listen every week. Thank you so much. We love our Twitter followers. We love you
Brina
guys.
Brina Page.
Yes.
C-E-P-R. Jack Stutt. Lovable Nikki. Oh, they just keep going and going. I got a new one this week who loves my views on April.
Miss Dior Gray.
At CEC _ PR. That's a new
CYC
fan.
CYC Worker.
Ooh.
GA Fan. CMCSED, Corrine.
So follow all these people that are following us.
And it's a fun conversation.
It's a really fun conversation. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Go on over. Give us 5 stars because you love us so much, even though we say hashtag free. And then don't forget to rate and comment and tell a friend and all that fun stuff. And we'll see you on YouTube.
So, Leah and Arizona.
Interesting.
And I was like,
I was thinking it was still April. When it started, I was like, oh, April and them did something. And then it was like she was still in her Sphinx.
Right.
In the bathtub.
In the bathtub. I like that line. That was kind of cute. But yeah.
Yeah, we
didn't
see much April. But we did see little Leah sneaking around all creepy, like giving her a little, hey, we're best friends now smile.
Yeah.
But I thought it was more than a little best friends, though. I was getting, because apparently at the end of the episode, you saw maybe they had. Leah had an interest in Arizona, because Arizona clearly was like, okay, girl, what happened? Did we do it? Or what really happened? And she was like, we made grilled cheese together.
She's like, you don't remember? We hung out.
Yeah, we just hung out.
But
she called her pretty.
And I was like, okay.
And that intern, she had time. to do her va-va-voom hair.
She looked really good.
She looked beautiful at the bar.
She looked great.
Beautiful. No?
At the bar.
First
she did
time,
start.
She let right? her look pretty.
She like made her statement. She's an intern that might be staying and not killed off at the end of the season.
Right.
Right?
She was like...
It was like a statement hair.
But
it
was romantic. I thought she was kind of cute. She reminds me of Sandra Bullock, so I always thought she was kind of cute. She just kind of had a bad attitude.
Yeah.
But I thought she was cute. And I like that it wasn't a romantic thing that happened. I like that it was just friendly because she has been the outcast of the group because she's kind of mean.
Right.
Just like really, like she's
that's
just,
what you get when you're
she's
mean.
Like crazy, but she's mean in like a weird way that just doesn't kind of nobody
doesn't make sense.
No.
She's just a bitch naturally. I'm not
moving on.
but that's what we're seeing a different side. So
exactly.
You know, it's not. So that was nice.
And that goes back to the development of the interns and possibly what we'll see from Edwards foreshadowing that we'll get to know them a little bit more as the season rolls on. Because who would have thought that we would have saw a softer side of Leah? Because she's always so
great.
You know, she's always just
I'm hoping we get to see like how her relationship with Mark and how like that came to happen and what you know kind of what that backstory is because remember isn't she the one that he's the one that helped her get into the program. So in her being you know having this friendship with Arizona and then that you know Mark's
making
daughter,
the connection
like, that whole
thing. That's why
it
we
was
keep
you could tell how desperately she wanted a friend.
Yeah,
one night with somebody she's
you
like
stay
hey,
with
hey.
Me.
But people who normally and it's been to my experience that normally the bitchiest people are the ones that want people the most because that's just affront.
Yeah,
they're hurting or they're frustrated or upset, so they act like that. But, you know, I think Kelly, someone said online, I think you talked about where we think that Arizona might be going down a streak of maybe alcoholism because if she's blacking out and not remembering things, I mean...
Hitting up the bar again.
Right. No, I didn't say that, but...
Kelly, no, that was me.
That was our other Kelly fan.
I don't see that coming for Arizona.
I do, though.
Why not? I mean, she might be going spiraling into a depression, you know, with the whole year of her leg. Then she's losing her house.
Kelly said,
get out.
Like, yeah, I mean, I sort of feel like characters need to have ups and downs, and she's just had so much downhills. I can't see it going much further.
But since since Arizona's stepped foot 3 seasons ago and at whatever name of the hospital is this season, Graceland Memorial, Seattle Grace.
Stepfoot.
Arizona has always been kind of a princess, though. She's always been a little untouchable in a way of she's always gotten what she wanted. She's always been the Pete's girl. She's always been...
Well, I think that we've never really understood too much about her character because when she and Kelly first got together, I thought it was a little weird and a little kind of mismatched or whatever, but it worked. And I genuinely started to like them together. And the only real things that we know about her, she lost her brother when, you know, she was younger. And, you know, so she has these deep, twisted emotions that they didn't really, you know, kind of delve into too much. So maybe this is a time where we're going to see more of that and figure out really why she went down that cheating path and all these different things. And hopefully Kelly can understand and they can work it out or they can part ways and, you know, in a nicer, more, you know, manner for Sophia.
Well, we saw, you know, a breakthrough. There was a lot of, again, you said it was messy and there's so many pivotal points in this show that were interchangeable, but just like your mind was blown by one, then you're on to the next one. It was just like a lot. But we saw Callie kind of take back the power, kind of finally realize, you know what? I'm alone. And it's like that song by Robin, I'm in the corner dancing by myself. Callie's by herself again, dancing by herself. She lost George. I mean,
For some reason, she was obsessed with dancing in her underwear, but couldn't bring herself to do it.
But because
it's like a freeing.
Exactly.
Right.
She remembered how happy she was when she was doing that. And we've all been there where we smell a fragrance or we hear a song or we pass something. We think back to a time in our life where it was so much simpler. It was like, God, I was so happy then. And
You know, like, but I thought the phone that was on the couch, I thought that was going to be Arizona's phone and there was going to be maybe some revealing pictures.
Why would Arizona's phone be in the dreaming house?
I thought that too.
No, she was back in her apartment.
Apartment. Yeah, so I thought maybe she left it there and maybe there was going to be some unrevealing pictures and the intern maybe didn't tell her that there was some stuff that happened and that's a random thought.
Right.
Well, no, I thought the same thing.
And I was like, uh-oh. And
Callie,
then she got naked and her body looked good.
Yeah, she did.
I was like, you go, girl.
Callie, she had this moment because she saw that transplant sister. They're screaming, no, together. And then the transplant sister gave in. Yeah. And she's like, you know what? I don't care if she needs an elevator. I don't care if it's right across. That's what I need right now.
Right.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think that's...
I don't need to be taking care of 3 kids.
And in the conversation that she had with Arizona, it was harsh, but I don't think it was mean because it's true. She cheated, and whatever the reasons are, she brought that on herself.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, she dealt True with she that. Dealt with her business or whatever was going on in that negative way, and she hurt someone else, right. and now she has to deal with the repercussions of that. And no matter what the reasons are or how justified she feels that it is or whatever we find out is this whole, like, mental deal or whatever made her do it, the bottom line still is that she brought that on herself and she hurt her partner and she's got to go.
She brought it on herself.
She's got to get to stepping.
I did. She was like, by Stop tomorrow. With the step jokes. That's hard, though.
Like, tonight. It wasn't even tomorrow. It was, I'll be there. Yeah. I'll send you
and
your stuff in
the
morning.
And then the intern. Why do the interns got to get into the drama and do it?
These interns are not movers. They went to medical school.
Kenzie 13 says to us, the interns need to stop stealing other people's stories.
That's true. And then he also said that he does not like the Leah and Arizona thing together.
Just stay friends.
Please.
Kenzie, you are everything. Everything. And you know, Alicia H., thank you for liking Freeve still. The products are coming in stores next year.
We're patenting it.
We have someone live streaming us from Australia.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Hi, Australia.
You guys can call in if you like.
Is it over there? They're watching it over their morning coffee.
So we see Yang and Meredith. And you know what? Tonight for me, after Buzzers and Guys, was a scary look into how Meredith is actually turning into her mother.
Mm-hmm.
It was
she doesn't want to turn into her mother.
She's like fighting against that with every fiber of her being.
Yeah. But Jules, you saw if you look back to every monologue that Kate Burton, Ellis Gray, had on Grey's, where she's talking to people or screaming at Meredith, Meredith sounded exactly like her mom. But except she was screaming at Derek at the end.
Let's start back.
Was like such a great story because in this show, in 10 years, I don't feel like we've seen such a real conflict between these two main characters.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, but not questioning her professionalism.
Like,
and
this seemed real.
And her skills as a doctor.
Wait, hold on. We have. Where they were, this storyline has been visited before. Same thing where Christina, right? It was right. Sympathy for the Devil, where the guy was a serial killer, and no one wanted to work on him because he killed women. But Meredith had sympathy for him, and they, you know, Derek didn't want to operate on him because he had a head surgery. He was going to be a donor, and he was on death row. And so
I remember
that episode, but I don't think they actually fought about her saying, "I'm better than you."
She did say though. Meredith said some people are just naturally talented and other people just have to work at it.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. This issue, women actually break lifelong friendships over it.
Absolutely.
Like, this splits friendships all the time. I think it's a very realistic conflict having right now.
Meredith started off the episode super excited to be working on a surgery like this with Yang.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They've wanted this from the beginning. That's what they wanted. And she was excited. Even though she was pumping and reading the article at the same time, she was trying to multitask. And,
and
yes, it's hard to balance. When you're a new mom, it's hard to balance. Mm-hmm. But it's possible. You know what I mean? It just has to, you have to get into that rhythm and that flow.
Yang doesn't get it though because Yang and I also Yang felt
will,
that
Yang will never get it Yang, because it, work comes first and children are aborted.
I mean that,
exactly. Yeah, that's true. Sorry, it's a little harsh
in her world.
I think there was a tinge of Owen Yang abortion drama that kind of flipped, like pickled over a little bit into that because Yang came at her so aggressive. It was like
Okay, this begs that lifelong question, can women really have the career and the motherhood? Can they have it all? And this is, like, the perfect example of that. And her examples of Bailey and Callie not taking time off and they were able to do it.
That was what I thought was so mean.
But they only had one kid. And Callie had two people helping her. She had Mark and Arizona. And at times her family.
Right.
So she didn't do it all by herself. And with Bailey, she just left her kid at the daycare all the time.
Yeah.
We didn't really see, and then he was going off with his dad. So we didn't really see too much of that struggle.
So it was unfair.
I believe that was a little bit harsh to say because she doesn't really know the difference.
Well, every family
has two kids. Everyone's different.
Every family is completely different, you know, and how they juggle it and their choices that they make if they want to be there for the stitches, if they don't want to be there for the stitches. If you want to send the babysitter to take you to the doctor, you know, it's like these things does happen in real life, and it's just like, what makes you a good mom? Being there at the end of the day or being there at the stitches?
Yeah.
Well, my whole thing with the whole scene was, the way Yang, I mean, if like, okay, sorry, you're a good friend of mine. I would never ever address you in that way about something. I'm like, Star, look, this is going, what's going on? Let's talk about it. But Yang was just so aggressive with it and just very cold. There was a real...
Meredith waited outside of that surgery. Meredith wanted to know why she did it. Meredith brought it on. Meredith asked the questions. If you don't want to know the answer to the questions, you don't ask the questions.
I think it's fine for Yang to explain to Meredith why she contracted the surgery. And honestly, it wasn't that core of reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
But that was so rude and like stabby in the backy mm-hmm. when she started listing
stabby
off the other
the
women that were better at being doctors than her.
I don't really think it was stabby in the backy.
Why like would
that,
she compare her?
Hashtag it.
Why would she compare her to the other women?
Because she doesn't know any better. That's an ignorant person speaking. She doesn't know what goes into it. All she knows is what she sees.
But what,
and even if that mm-hmm. wasn't a great thing to say,
I'm into it. You go, girl.
I'm just like, even though it wasn't like a great thing to say, it still was honest. And it was truthful, and that's their friendship.
Exactly.
You know, she has to be able to take it.
Sitting there looking at Meredith take that after Richard making her take something like that again, like, that doesn't seem like a good friend. I mean, she's literally back at work from having a baby.
Too. Like, she also has to step back up. Like, she sits there, and that's what we see. We always see her take it. She stands there, she takes it. She doesn't really come back with anything.
No.
Yeah, because I would have stepped up. I'd be like, no, you didn't.
It's always like, Meredith gets told off, commercial break.
Yeah.
And we just see her cute little face.
Like,
I mean, we saw the shot.
Makes that face.
She makes a good face tonight, though.
She had a good one.
What? It was like this. Like,
oh, how dare you?
Like her.
Oh, I like that.
Her lip goes down to one side. But and then Bailey being like, sorry about it.
Well, Bailey's pissed at her anyway.
Yeah. I'm not liking you anyways.
She was like, you know, I can't stand your face. And then, I mean, it was almost like that. Her face was like,
and what?
And she was like, scalpel.
But I think with time she'll be able to figure out what's more important. Maybe hire a nanny, whatever. But women can do it all. It's just learning the ropes.
Finding the right balance.
Will you be able to do it all?
Speaking of, some of you on Twitter know, some of you don't. I'm having a baby in April. A tiny human.
Shut
up. It's due on 4/14/14.
Oh, wow.
Releasing
the birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. We're super excited. And I believe that you'll be able to do it all.
You know what? It's absolutely been a struggle trying to figure out. Did you make baby noises?
I like it.
Not ready for that. No more of those for 6 months, Steven. It's just like, stop!
No.
It's just like, Julie, do I want to
have a baby or do you want to do Grey's Anatomy right now? What do you want to do?
Oh, and it's going to be. Then we can divulge into the whole, do pregnant women get special treatment? Do we have to do this? Do we have to do that? Is this going to be this whole thing?
Don't rub it in, guys. I'm going to, like, drive here while I'm having contractions. I told you
I
could
do it
all.
She'll be laying on this table.
I don't want to get a text. I'm running late. I got a contraction.
I can't find a babysitter. I'm like, just put it under the table.
I love that.
Well, when I gave birth, it just came up.
Anyway.
Congratulations.
Thank you for joining in on the joy. We're all excited about that.
Yes,
we are excited.
This
episode hit home, though.
Yeah?
It's decisions we're making right now. And I'm like, man, if a girlfriend of mine, my best friend, said that to me,
it'd be done. It'd be a wrap.
Ooh.
Well, postpartum, like, after
like
having the baby,
cold.
Like, yeah. You want to be a little bit more sensitive.
But
that can still happen.
But that goes into what kind of friendships do you have. If people always say, I want people to be honest with me, but do you really?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Maybe to a point.
I think, Yang is one of my favorite characters. And tonight's online, it was, what are you, Team Christina, Team Yang? Mm-hmm. Team Meredith, Team Christina. Or Yang or whoever. I am Team Yang because...
You didn't get it still.
Yeah, y'all, after buzzers, you know
it's
what
late.
I'm saying.
Team Gray, Team Yang.
Team Gray, Yang, Xtina, Meredith, whatever. I agree with Yang, though, because I share in her thought that, you're here to do a job. The patient comes first
in
a medical profession, because then we'll go lawsuits, everything. So I think what Yang said was right. I mean, I've been in situations with friends where it's like, I love you, but you're not on point for this. You can't do it.
And that's okay. And I think Yang will be able to redeem herself. And maybe this is the spiral into letting her off the show this season after her contract is up. But, and I don't know. I feel like I'm team both.
I'm not opposed to Yang taking her off of this particular case, but I'm definitely Team Mare.
Yeah.
You would be on Team Yang no matter what.
No, I think Yang is wrong sometimes too. I'm just saying, the reason why I like Christina is because I can identify with her because she's such a perfectionist, and I see when she does show glimpses of her warmth or she laughs, it's awesome because she's always so cold. I mean, Meredith is the reason we watch. Meredith is the pillar of Grey's.
Well, okay, so then this is the question. When it comes down to what she said to Meredith, mm-hmm. are you team Meredith or team?
I'm team Yang.
Christina.
Team Christina. Yes.
Okay, but then with Meredith handling, just being a friend, was she a good enough friend? Are you team Christina or team Meredith? It's getting tricky.
Here's why I'm team Christina again. Because
Jason's saying every doctor on the show, team what?
No, listen. Yang, many seasons ago, Yang had the first intern surgery. Everyone thought that Christina was going to get it. Yang couldn't do it because she was taken out of the running for whatever reason. So she gave...
Meredith had it.
No, Yang had it, remember?
You said she got taken out of the...
No, wait. Christina...
Oh,
Christina,
get it together.
It was offered to Christina, but because a patient died, Christina could not do the surgery, so she had to pick someone else to do it. So they thought that Christina was going to give the first intern surgery to Meredith, but no, right. She gave it to George. Mm-hmm. And her reasoning was that George does all his homework. He's a better surgeon. And Christina is very logical.
She's by the book. Yeah. She's logical
so
by the book.
I think that she was a good friend saying, no, Meredith, you're not ready for this. She made her, maybe what she said to her was harsh, but sometimes the truth hurts, and that tough love is what we need. She was being a great friend by saying, listen, you're not on point. You're not here. You're not balancing. She was basically saving her from something that could have possibly happened, and Yang was better equipped.
Maybe. Kelly, your thoughts? What team are you on?
Well, I understand everything that Christina said. She has very valid points, and I don't think that the way that she said it was too harsh at all. I mean, when you're being honest with someone, it's no holds barred, and that's their friendship. They've been friends long enough, and I get it. And I don't think she kept saying, that's okay.
Ooh.
It's your life. It's not mine and all that. I get it. But I'm team Meredith because she thinks Meredith wasn't ready in the way that she gets ready. Like, everybody has their talents. Everybody has their way of doing things. And, you know, when you're smart and when you're – and that goes back to Meredith saying some people are just born talented, some people have to work at it. I believe Yang has to kind of work at it.
I still love that one.
Right.
You know, and
clearly,
in a way that Meredith doesn't, because there are some things that Meredith just gets. So do we really know that she wasn't 100% ready? Because maybe that's the way her mind works, and she can, because she is talented in a way that Yang will never understand.
Yeah. Kelly, you just blow me away.
Well, on Twitter, at Kinsu13, he makes a great point that I think the more Meredith doesn't want to be her mom, the more she will be.
I agree with that too.
She's like pushing away so hard that she's turning. She still chose.
I feel like Ellis didn't struggle with that. I feel like Meredith is wanting to be a good mom so much. I don't feel like Ellis gave it a second thought.
True, but she's still making the choices that her mom would have made, which is going to the surgery and letting someone else stitch up your mm-hmm. child that is having stitches for the first time.
Lola seemed calm.
Lola's fine. Lola's a great actress. Okay, she's working
Zola.
That child. Zola.
Whoa,
Lola. Whoa, Lola.
Who the hell is Lola?
I'm sorry, I called her Lola.
And then I went off of it like, yes, Lola.
You're like, Karen's fine.
Karen was great during the stitches.
Yeah, but you're right. And what I'm saying earlier in the show today was that when you saw the vitriol that Meredith had and the tone reminded me of when we had flashbacks of when Ellis was lucid and mm-hmm. she was yelling at Meredith. It was, and then poor Derek was like, you did this, blah, blah, blah. Meredith said the same things to her mother. You made these choices. So it was just, I think that's the storyline that's going to happen, where Meredith's going to slowly but surely become like her mother. I would hate for her to have Alzheimer's. But I saw, I mean, it was clear as day. I mean, I don't know why did you guys not?
Actually, well, now that you're saying that very end scene when she was screaming at Derek with the misplaced anger, I do see it.
That was mom. Yeah, that was
her. But that whole episode I didn't
besides
that.
I'm hoping that it's going to be a turning point for her and that he can put his hands on both of her shoulders and say, stop. Look at what you're doing. Because Meredith is a character that does look in the mirror. And she does take a minute. And she will think about things.
Right.
And she gets over-emotional for a second, but then she goes back and she does learn, I feel, a little bit.
Right.
So I'm hoping that will happen. That they'll catch it before it gets crazy. And that she'll get help kind of working through that not being her mother syndrome that she has.
Speaking of family, another family issue was Karev and his dad and Joe, which... I was happy to see Joe being an advocate and being a cheerleader for the dad. And, of course, the dad's like, I don't want to be here. I'm a druggie. I'm just going to go. I'm not Christina. I Aguilera. I was like,
I got a gig.
Yeah. You're like, okay. You for sure ain't Christina Aguilera.
I said he couldn't afford a good rehab.
I know. But like, when has Christina Aguilera ever been in rehab?
I know. I mean, wrong Miley, celebrity.
I know, not Amanda Bynes. But
Lindsay Lohan. Any, really, besides Christina.
Yeah, totally.
I think he was saying more like the money.
I know, guys.
But with that, anyway, with that yes. said, like, I mean, the father didn't even recognize his own son this whole entire time.
I know,
time.
When
was the last time he saw his son?
He said 20 years ago. But still,
and he was probably like a junkie like then. He was probably junked up then. He couldn't really see his kids.
Yeah, he had to be about like between what 10 and 15, something like that.
Krab is now a doctor, definitely, so he's probably like 28, 30.
They're mid 30s now.
They're like 30, yeah. Right?
When you start your residency, you're 30. So they're about almost 40 all of them.
Yeah. So okay.
So maybe like about 15, maybe?
Yeah, either way, he was old enough to have the features, because even as a 10-year, even as an 8-year-old, you have the same features growing up.
I guess he was just really like that high all the time.
Plus, I don't think he was even looking. He would never be looking at humans thinking, are you my kid or not, especially in a doctor's office.
But he wasn't acknowledging anybody, period.
Right.
Yeah. He wasn't looking around. He was just worried about
his
kid.
And Karev wanting, you know, have you ever had that where you want to say something where it's like the right opportunity is just like you have to get in that window. If you don't, it's gone.
Over.
Mm-hmm. I felt that for Karev in that elevator.
He wanted to say something.
And do you think he wanted to be like, hey, I'm your son, or hey, bastard?
No.
Or like, you
know what? I think he just wanted to make a little bit of contact with him.
Yeah. Just like, hey,
for me, that was heartbreaking.
Because
mm-hmm. it was like, terrible. He was like a kid. He wanted to say something. He didn't.
He says the last time that he saw him, he was biting him.
He was beating him until he almost died.
Wow. So it's got to be a crazy internal struggle for him to be able to stand in that elevator with that person.
I mean, obviously, he's been doing nothing but sulking for 2 episodes. That guy shook him up when he came back
around.
Well,
he's been doing nothing but sulking for 10 seasons. Like,
that's true.
Like,
even when he's in love, he's mad about it.
Yeah, I mean, but Karev, honestly, he's just... He needs to reach out to his dad. And I have a feeling that, in predictions, that the dad is not leaving. I think there's going to be more of the dad storyline. And I feel like he's going to be back in the hospital in no time.
Shout out to Grace Fan. I'm so sorry. Yes, Grace Fan. Christina gave the surgery to Karev. I just should quit. I'm going home now, you guys. Because I just
Jason, you remembered the name of the show.
You did pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you made the point that she did not give the surgery to Meredith.
Right.
So
it wasn't a go-to.
Yeah,
good.
Christina doesn't think about stuff like that.
And Callie wears the flannel and the panties. Thank you so much, Kintu.
And the one that got it the worst was Derek.
Right.
He had to take the brunt of all of that because she took it out on Derek and didn't answer back to Christina.
But you know what?
She went home and did that.
I don't ever feel bad for Derek for no reason.
Stop it right now.
Derek is always mad or like, I hate you, Meredith, I can't look at you.
He was not tonight. He was like,
finally,
that's not my fault.
He has been like a pretty supportive husband and father. He took paternity leave.
He was there
at the house with her.
Well, he's redeeming himself from years and years of bad husbanding.
But my thing is, maternity leave, they came back from it earlier because they missed it so much, right? Am I correct?
Right, exactly.
So with that said, they should have done it one at a time or get the flow right or add a babysitter. Like, they're not doing it right.
They're both surgeons.
But they're competitive. Remember, they started being competitive with each other, and it became a game. But that's what they've got to work out. That's what they have to figure out.
And it will get figured out, I believe so, over the next few weeks, a few episodes. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
The only lasting dimension is that Joe was getting very attached to Karev's dad.
Because she wanted her own dad.
She would take any version of a dad, even if it was a junkie dad.
Yeah. No, dumpster diver, don't do it.
I mean, but there was no way I could have kept that secret. I'd have been like, don't leave your dad, your son is here.
I have to get a cop for not spilling the beans on that, because I probably would have.
Yeah, I'd have been like, why do I care so much? Because your son is my boyfriend. I would have gone crazy.
How did you not recognize him, you jerk? He's walked by here like 10 times.
No way I could have kept that in. But you go, girl. Work it.
These are good actions. Well, there you guys have it. Grey's Anatomy, season 10, episode 5. Woo! I bet stung. It was a great episode. It was really good. Finally, I think we're on the track of getting, that drama back together. So let's move on to news and gossip. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah.
I bet it's sung. I like that buzz, well, buzz after buzz.
So Kelly, where can we read the full article from last week? Because that was awesome.
Oh, how their auditions?
Yeah.
Oh, TVGuide.com.
Okay.
Yes, TVGuide.com.
And also, Wet Paint reported that tonight's episode was supposed to be a foreshadowing of how Christina is going to leave the show. Mm-hmm. Wet Paint was wrong. Shauna says absolutely not. It's lies, lies, lies. This is not the way Christina is going to leave. This has nothing to do with Christina leaving. It's just a hiccup and a bump in the road for two very good friends. So don't believe what you're reading on the blogs.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Shonda's cool. Funny on Twitter. Somebody asked her something. She's like, that's a ridiculous question. Of course I love them both equally.
She keeps it real. I like it. Let's see. Do we have any other news? Oh, Jesse Williams is going to be on Sesame Street.
Oh, nice. Oh, I have some news. I saw at a restaurant in downtown Joe's ex-boyfriend, the guy that wore pink all the time that beat her up.
Oh, yeah.
And let me say, jaw-dropping, that guy's the hottest guy that has ever been on this show.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I mean, girl, that smile. I know that we wrote him off and we hated him, but can we get that back?
Well, I mean, I think his looks were always there. It was the acting there.
No, well, he's on a different show.
Don't matter. Yeah.
He's like on five different shows. He's one of them.
Well, there was an article that Joe did, Camilla, with OK Magazine. They caught up with her at a party, and she revealed that when she first got to L.A., Grey's Anatomy was one of the first shows that she really, like, fell in love with and she watched and she was a true fan of. So when she got on set, she kind of, like, geeked out. She says she remembers walking into Meredith's house and going to the fridge and saying, this is where Izzy posted the check, and she got like super excited about it. But
that's
her very first scene was with Meredith, was with Ellen Pompeo, and she said that she was so warm and welcoming, and it kind of took away her nerves, and she was really glad that was the first person that she got to work with, because it kind of eased her into the whole family.
I love all these like sentimental stories you keep bringing it back.
Yeah. Stories of Grey's past.
Yes.
I know. Wish we could get those days back.
Well, you can buy the DVD
box set.
I have them
all on DVD.
Jason's like, I don't need to buy them. I watched them all today.
We're making new memories.
All right. Let's move into predictions.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, flashing of the lights.
Wonderful.
Predictions.
Kelly, since you've been so sage advice tonight, what are your predictions?
Everything's going to just fall apart and everybody's going to hate each other and fight. No. No, I think I want to see Meredith and Christina kind of go at this. I want to see it play out a little bit more, and I want Meredith to deal with her crap, and I want Christina to force her to do it. And I think Christina is the perfect person to do it because she is no holds barred, and she's going to tell her the tough things, even if they're ill-advised and maybe not the exact right things to say and kind of off-kilter a little bit, but I think it's going to happen. And poor Derek is going to get caught in the middle of it.
Word. Julie.
Well, we saw in the previews for next week, which are always misleading, that Joe might have a pregnancy scare. I think she doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And the intern in Arizona are having more of their thing. Here's not as much of a prediction as something I think would be a really fun storyline. If Arizona and her two new BFFs, the intern in April, form this little group of like former outcasts, now Mean Girls.
Yeah, and then they're mean towards Callie, and then Callie wants her back.
And what I don't want is for this Meredith and Christina thing to roll over easily. Like, that kind of conversation doesn't happen without repercussions, and I hope we see it dealt with.
Yeah, I want to see it go over multiple episodes.
I definitely think that that's going to happen. I think that Christina and Meredith's story is going to kind of unfold and maybe make Meredith look at herself in the mirror, as you said. And with that said, like, it might be really juicy the next few episodes because we need some more juice. This was the episode we loved and we want to love it even more.
Right.
So,
we need more.
We need more and more and more. More
it needs
fights.
To be like medium
this
raw.
This turning the corner into good stuff.
Into good
what about you, Jason?
I think Karev's dad's not gone for good.
Oh, no.
I think
good one. Karev's I already read that.
Coming back. And I think Karev's also going to finally.
I'm into it.
Finally,
Richard from Sex and the City.
Yeah. I know.
Hey, Richard.
Hi, Richard. I think Karev's going to reveal more. Karev's going to let it all out. It's like therapy for him. He's going to talk about, you know, his dad. Why did he leave? Why did I have to beat you up? Why did you do the things you do? And they're going to probably, hopefully, cultivate a relationship. That would be awesome. I would love to see that. So I think that's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, Julie, thank you so much for being back. We missed you. Congratulations
on
all
so
your,
glad
on your love
here.
On top. And that's pregnancy, love on top.
No, never heard it.
No.
But I'll take it.
You gotta watch more TV. Until next time, I am Jason J. Carter. Follow me on Twitter at JDC Forever and also on Facebook at the Jason J. Carter.
I'm Julie Parton. You can find me and my love on top on Twitter at JULIEPARTIN.
And I'm Star Session. You can find me on Twitter at Star Session, as well as at the Say What Web Show, yes, where we roast.
And you can find me at Kelly with an IE 079 on Twitter and Instagram.
So hashtag free.
Oh, stop. Let me put the comments.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.